Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 5th edition. We have a 9-game slate on tap for you starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. It's a day slate of action. There's only one real evening game on this slate. It's a small one. It's a weird one. Weird day. It's a 9-game early, bright and early. Get at it. Have some fun. Hope you guys had a nice 11-game slate on Tuesday. Things are going well. If you have any questions or whatnot, follow me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDEntrick. And I can try to help you out there. Otherwise, join the GTE, Gaining the Edge Fantasy Patreon, where we have a Discord popping off with all kinds of great stuff. And then you have content from myself, Mike Curlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez. A lot of great stuff for as low as $5 per month. Also written content at Fantasy Pros and Baseball HQ. And podcasts, of course, this one, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Benched with Bubba, the First Pitch podcast, Bub in the Bloom, and the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Come check me out. Give some rates, reviews, YouTube's, the likes, the thumbs up, the subscribes, all that good stuff, and help a brother out, as they say. But all right, let's get cracking. 9-game Wednesday slate. We'll be in and out of here quickly for you and letting you enjoy the rest of your time here. Totals. We have Phillies, Yankees, 7. Rays, Nats, 8. Twins, Marlins, 7. Pirates, Red Sox, 9.5, and I believe that one. Mets, Brewers, 7.5. Orioles, Rangers, 7.5. Tigers, Astros, 7.5. Giants, White Sox, 7.5. It's going to be a windy game, but two aces on the bump. So that becomes a bit more interesting. And then that's it. That's all she wrote, I believe, on the totals there. Yeah. The other games are there's a 2-game like later afternoon slate, and then there's a 1-game evening slate, the Jays and the Royals. So, and that's a total of 9. That's like the second highest total on the slate, on the overall day, not on the slate. So 9 games. Let's check out some pitching on this slate. You got Garrett Cole at home against the Philadelphia Phillies at $9,800. Cole is Garrett Cole. Very simple. He's electric. Good spot here. The Phillies offense woke up a little bit. We got a Schwarbaum on Tuesday night, but still it's not clicking full go. So Cole's very interesting, only $9,800. That is a cheap price. We have no pitcher over 10K. So Cole at 98, I am very intrigued by. Jacob deGrom struggled tremendously his first start. I would say tremendously. He struggled, to say the least, as they keep stretching him out and getting him baseball ready at 95 versus Baltimore. In a super GPP, sure, there's so many pitchers on the slate, you don't need to do it. I'd rather have Garrett Cole. I'd rather save some cash. You got Dylan Cease versus the Giants. You can go Cease in a tournament if you're feeling lucky. He pitched great in his last start. He looked amazing. He looked like a Cy Young pitcher. He's awesome. If you want to go there, you can. I'd still rather have Garrett Cole. The Giants offense is sketchy, but we saw him pop off against Kopech, who's definitely no Cease. Don't get me wrong. But the Giants offense is an interesting team. I still don't mind targeting them. So you could go Cease, but I go Cole. More importantly, I want these next couple fellas. Shane McClanahan at $8,800 at the Washington Nationals. You know what we do, folks? We continue to target the Washington Nationals. I told you to be careful with Fleming because he pitches the contact. We were all in on Rasmussen. We had Jeffrey Springs everywhere. That was a different team, but same situation. Now you got Shane O'Mac taking the bump at $8,800 against the Nats. Love it, love it, love it. Corbin Burns is $8,600 versus the Mets. You know, Burns was – it was a weird game in Chicago. He still was effective, but not great. People that I know that are much smarter than me when it comes to starting pitching said I wouldn't be worried looking at his overall metrics, the velocities, the movements, all that stuff. Based on with the weather thrown in there, he should be fine. Could be a great bounce back spot at home against the New York Mets. An offense that's been very underwhelming so far this season. So you got Shane O'Mac, you got Burns, then Christian Javier, $8,100 versus the Detroit Tigers, a pesky Detroit Tigers team who's looking to, looks, I believe, sweep or at least take 2 out of 3 from the Houston Astros, which could be really big for the Tigers. But Christian Javier at 81 is not too shabby as well. you could look at Jose or Jesus Luzardo at 79. The Minnesota Twins offense has been scuffling. Kepler's now out for a little bit. It's a mess. And the lefty, it feels like I could be speaking completely out of my rear end. A lot of lefty bats in that lineup. Obviously, Kepler's not there. Now we got Larnach. Polanco's not there now. So maybe not as many lefties as I thought because they're all hurt. But regardless, this could be a nice tournament play, Luzardo, because a lot want Javier, Burns, McClanahan. Lazardo's very, very strong as well. Same with Nola against the Yankees. The Yankees offense, I've talked about it since last season. I was blue in the face. They have Judge. Stanton's not bad right now. Torres not bad right now as a whole. Not much. They only scored one run against Matt Strom and the Phillies bullpen on Tuesday. So Nola at 77 is a good tournament play. The one I really like, this is a loaded slate of pitching. Just loaded, loaded slate of pitching. Like Shane O'Mac, Burns, Javier, got those three circled. You want some discounts, we got discounts. If you just want to, if you don't even want the three I circled and you just want discounts, Logan Webb at $7,500 against the Chicago White Sox. He pitched great against the Yankees in his season debut, 12 strikeouts. I talked about him a ton in the preseason about how he's a great pitcher that's learning how to adjust his pitch mix and much, much more. So I am a big fan of what we could be seeing with Logan Webb moving forward in this season. So he'd be a guy to look at, especially at a depleted price of $7,500. Pablo Lopez was very, very good in his first start. Now he gets the Miami Marlins in Miami at 74. That is outstanding as well. So two nice cheapies in that regard. Other than that, if you want to go YOLO, and he's going to be insanely popular, the number 12 prospect in all of Major League Baseball, Grayson Rodriguez, getting the call to start for the Baltimore Orioles against the Texas Rangers. And Grayson Rodriguez is $4,000. He might not make it five innings because that was kind of the concerns going into the season. If he'd make the team, would he only go four, maybe five at the most? So he might not go deep, but he's got strikeout stuff. He's 4K. He's going to be very popular. I'm not going to go there, but I could see the appeal. I don't need to go there when I have value in Logan Webb at 75, Pablo Lopez at 74. That's just phenomenal value. It's a loaded pitching slate. You got Shane O'Mac at 88, Burns 86, Javier 81. Like, in reality, give me McClanahan, Webb, and Lopez, and I'll go to battle. And that's saying, Cole, DeGrom, Cease, sorry, dogs. Like, there's so many great ways to go on this slate. You could almost just play the ownership game. See who's like middle chalk or not chalk at all and go that direction. There's a million ways to go, but I'm circling McClanahan, Burns, Javier, Webb, and Lopez. Those are the five I'm really looking to go to battle with. I still like Nola too. Like, there's a lot of ways to go on this slate. Lazardo's very intriguing. So big five I named for you. We'll see where things go when lineups come out on Wednesday morning. All right, let's talk about bats. We're going to get these lineups. A lot of day games after night games, so a lot of starting catchers will probably sit. Really, this is where you get value for one, but just pay attention to what's taking place out here on these mean streets of the DFS world. And this is an interesting price points here in this – very interesting. But some of the guys you can look at here, if Mitch Garver checks the lineup, he's 41 versus Grayson Rodriguez. Garver played on Tuesday, so I would imagine him and Heim keep going rotating games. So it should be a Jonah Heim game, which means you get Heim at 3,100. Versus Grayson Rodriguez, not too shabby. You can definitely roll with that one. Some other ones, like I love William Contreras. I'm a big David Peterson fan, but William Contreras at 39 versus Peterson, not too bad. If you're fading Logan Webb, because Yasmani Grandal has started off the year very well. He's $3,300, so he's another one. And then if you're just going cheap, if Reese McGuire's behind the dish for Boston, he's 25 versus Keller, 2,500. So he'd be a guy I'd be okay rolling with. Maybe Roberto Perez versus Dylan Cease. Don't love it by any means. Higashioka caught on Tuesday. He's usually Cole's primary catcher, so he'd be $2,300 versus Nola if you just want to punt the position. But your big punt, your big boy punt, if he's behind the dish, and he should be with the lefty Patrick Corbin on the bump. And we've been on Tampa Bay every game this series. We're going to be on him again because Patrick Corbin's on the bump. So Christian Bethencourt is $2,200. There's your punt, folks. Enjoy.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain, and they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow, and we'll help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
First base position for you here. Goldie versus Elder. Atlanta's calling up Elder. It's pretty much going to be, I'd imagine, more of a bullpen game than anything. I don't see him going too deep into this game, regardless of the results of his performance. But Goldie at 55 is just fine. Mikolas is a pitch-to-contact guy more often than not, and he got shellacked against the Jays in his first start. So if you want to go Braves, you can. There's a lot of ways to go with like the Rays and some other teams. But if you are, Matty Olson is always worth a gamble. Cheaper plays, though. Jose Abreu versus the lefty Eduardo Rodriguez at 44. I'd keep an eye on that. Nathaniel Lowe went deep for us on Tuesday. He's 42 versus Grayson Rodriguez. But another guy that went deep on Tuesday is one Yandy Diaz. He's first base, third base eligible at 41 versus Patrick Corbin. The Rays should be popular because they're cheap too. That's the beauty of it. If you want to go with Boston versus Mitch Keller, which is 100% a great thing as well, Justin Turner is $4,000. So he should be circled for you. Below 4K now, just depends on which big dog you want to fade. Like, that's where these guys are priced. But Garrett Cooper is interesting versus Pablo Lopez at 31. Cooper has been swinging it really, really well. But it's a tradition. If you've listened to all the quick hits so far this season, Tristan Casas is your value play on the slate at first base. He's $2,900 versus Mitch Keller. So he'd be a fun one. Now, Luke Voigt's there at 29 versus Peterson. So I get it if you want to get really contrarian. But Tristan Casas at 29 versus Mitch Keller doesn't get a whole lot better than that, if you got to really be honest about it. And then you got Alec Burleson of St. Louis. He's first base outfield eligible, but $2,600 versus Elder. He'd be another guy I'd have circled. But if I'm taking just – and you got Franchy Cordero down here as Nola. But if I'm picking just one dude to punt with, it is Tristan Casas, of course. Second base position for you, Marcus Semien at $4,900 versus Grayson Rodriguez. Is okay. Ozzy Albies at 45 is not bad either, but Brendan Donovan should be back to leading off with a righty on the hill. He's second base, third base eligible. He's $4,200. That's a great price tag for a guy. It's absolutely mashing baseballs. So Brendan Donovan at 42, like, you could build an easy cash game lineup in this slate. So I like that. Isak Paredes by dog, second base, third base at 34 versus Patrick Corbin. He would definitely be worth a look for you. Christian Arroyo, if you're stacking Boston at 31, otherwise I'd go somewhere else. But if you're stacking Boston, it does work for me. Bay of Pittsburgh, second base outfield eligible, $2,900 versus Kluber. I don't mind a Boston-Pittsburgh stack again, folks. Like, it's Kluber, it's Mitch Keller, it's bombs over Boston is what's going to take place in that game. A few other guys to look at, though. Man, I wish Bryce Terang was facing a right-handed pitcher. That would be nice, but we'll see if he's even in the lineup. That might be interesting, $2,100. Other than that, not too much at this point in time. At second, third base for you, Devers at 61 versus Mitch Keller is outstanding. Huge fan of that. Don't mind Riley at 53. I'd love to find the money to get to Devers. Or you could save and go Arenado at 5K versus Elder. I really think attacking Elder is fine. Or save even more, and you got Cabrian Hayes at 44 versus Corey Kluber. That's pretty solid. If you want to fade Logan Webb and think the first start, because he did give up some runs, but it was in like a seventh inning when he shouldn't have been out there probably anymore. But Yoan Moncada is crushing baseballs. He's $4,400 versus Webb. You could play Brendan Donovan here. He's second base and third base eligible. He's 42. That's totally fine. Same with Yandy Diaz, who's first base, third base. He's 41. So definitely cash game fortunes here and great for your tournaments. Isak Paredes is 34. He's second base, third base, who we talked about. If you want another kind of maybe overlooked guy at this position, because I like St. Louis on this slate, Nolan Gorman is $3,300. Great start to the season for Nolan Gorman. I've been very impressed. I wrote him up in a recent Fantasy Pros article. Talked about him on a recent Bench with Bubba that I recorded on Tuesday with Ben Tidd as we recap Fab and more. Gorman has a couple home runs. He's hitting for – he has a hit in every game so far. But more importantly to me is his strikeout rate's like below 25%, which is humongous for a dude that was striking out 35 to 40% of the time. So that's the part I like the most. So Nolan Gorman at 33 is a definite value at third base. Even as a one-off, a cash game player, as a St. Louis stack piece. Brian Anderson of the Milwaukee Brewers is crushing the baseball. Didn't see that one coming, folks. I have been some deep, deep DCs. That's about it. He's third base outfield eligible. He's 3K versus Peterson. And I'm a Peterson fan, but it's a good spot there if you're looking to fade Peterson with a guy like Brian Anderson. Other than that, I think that'll pretty much wrap up third base for now. Shortstop position for you here. Trey Turner, sure, if you want, but I'd rather save a few dollars. O'Neill Cruz at 56 versus Kluber is one of my pay-up spots at short for sure. I like that a lot. Willie Adames at 53. I'd probably still try to get to O'Neill Cruz if you could. Jeremy Pena at 51 versus Erod's fine. Wander Franco at 48 versus Corbin is awesome. Keep playing Franco. I know he had a little bit of a down game on Tuesday, but the dude's just destroying things right now. So Franco at 48 is worth a look. Going down cheaper, though, at the 4K position, Tommy Edman, he's 4K, probably towards the bottom of the order, not nearly as attractive as he once was, but could be a part of a stack if you so choose. Orlando Arcia at 28, if you need to go crazy Boston or Atlanta wraparound stack, that's how you'd be looking at that one. Let's go to outfield, where there's always plenty of options. Aaron Judge is in play any game you want. Same with Acuna. I love Acuna. $6,300. I love him almost every game. I think Yordan, if he's in the lineup, is quite interesting at 6K versus Eduardo Rodriguez because most of them playing because it's lefty-lefty. So that stands out. Same with Kyle Tucker, who had a big game on Tuesday. I'm not looking to play a lot of Houston, but I could see the upside there. I'd rather save some money and go play Brian Reynolds at $5,200. Double-donged on Monday. Solo hit one home run on Tuesday. He's $5,200 versus Kluber. Randy Arozarena, my boy, is $5,200 versus Corbin. That is an elite play on this slate. So you don't have to pay all the way up. You can go to like the 5,200s and get Reynolds and Arozarena and feel quite fine with life. You got Yoshida's up to 47. That price tag keeps rumbling up the board, and rightfully so. Great spot there versus Mitch Keller. Cheaper plays, though. Tyler O'Neill versus Elder at 45 is very, very nice. I can say like St. Louis and Tampa Bay and that Boston-Pittsburgh is kind of where I'm looking at this point in time. Obviously, things can change, but it's like Tampa Bay is probably the best stack. Boston-Pittsburgh, the game stack, and then come behind that with St. Louis. It's kind of how I'm looking to build things at this point in time. And with the value of pitching, you can do almost anything you want. So it's quite a nice place to be in. Some other outfield options for you, though. If you are playing Atlanta, Michael Harris is 4K, so he would be on the board. Adam Duvall, $3,900. I like that quite a bit as you're in your Boston stacks. Cheaper plays. You know, Benintendi if you're fading Webb, kind of. I could see it. Trevor Larnach probably won't play versus Lizardo. If he does, not in love with it. Manny Margot versus a lefty at $3,500. I like it. I like it a lot. So Manny Margot, yes, he loves him some lefty. Going down even farther in the 3K range now. Avisel Garcia went deep on Tuesday. That was good to see. Not sure I want him going up against Jorge Lopez, but he is got to keep an eye on. That's for sure. Going 3K and below, and I mentioned Brian Anderson. He's third base outfield eligible. He's 3K versus Peterson. That's awesome. Very, very awesome. I mentioned Bay of Pittsburgh. He's $2,900 versus Kluber. He runs wild. That's good. I mentioned Josh Lowe yesterday. He went deep. Don't think he starts versus a lefty, but keep an eye on him because if it's Corbin won't be there for long. Luke Rayleigh went deep too. So we had fun with Tampa Bay on Tuesday, and we'll have fun with him on Wednesday as well. Jose Siri is a strong play for Tampa Bay. $2,700. He will play in bat ninth and be very, very solid. for you. I mentioned Alec Burles in his first place outfield. He's 2,600. First, Bryce Elder. He'd be another guy to check the boxes with. Other than that, though, Eddie Rosario at 24 is a good spot. Joey Weimer, this is the spot. He's 2,300 bucks. He's cheap. He gets a lefty in Peterson. This might be his best matchup so far since getting called up. So Weimer at 2,300 bucks is very, very enticing. On this slate, mentioned Franchi Cordero earlier. Yeah, check lineups day game after night game. You're probably going to get a lot of good looks here. Like maybe Jake Myers for Houston gets a look against Erod at 21. That could be an uber punt for you as well. So there'll be plenty to choose from. Recapping the pitching real quick, you could go with a ton of guys, a ton. I narrowed it down to this so far. Lineups, ownership could change things on Wednesday morning, but save a few dollars. Shane McClanahan at 88, you got Burns 86, you got Javier 81, then you got Webb at 75, Pablo Lopez at 74. If I had to pick three, it's McClanahan, Webb, Lopez. Just save some money, get all the bats you want. When we're speaking of bats, we want Tampa Bay versus Corbin. We want a Boston-Pittsburgh stack, and then we want a little bit of St. Louis action versus Elder. That's my top four right now. A lot can obviously change, but I have to get this out early for y'all because we have a nine-game slate that starts at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, 10:05 my time on the best coast. So we're getting this out early for you. There's not a lot of action after that. There's two afternoon games and then one evening game. So have fun with that. Remember, you can check me out on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Gaining the Edge Fantasy is the way to go. Patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Myself, Curlin Simeone, and Jorge Montanez got you covered over there with everything you need for fantasy baseball. Then you got the Bench with Bubba podcast. Got a new episode on Tuesday with Ben Tidd. You got Bubba the Bloom coming at you on Thursdays. You got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. You got the Pitcher List First Pitch podcast coming at you Monday through Friday with yours truly. And then written content all over the place. So if you like it, check it out, rate, review, subscribe, all the goodies. But more importantly, good luck on your Wednesday. It's going to be a fun nine game. Get your coffee ready. Get your sandwich for lunch, you East Coasters, whatever it takes. Have some fun. And I'll be back with you guys on Thursday with more MLB DFS Quick Hits. This was your Wednesday, April 5th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.